as a person when I'm able to know that there are people whose problems are greater than mine, then I can step out to help. We should have that heart of a compassionate heart towards one another. I said to myself, it's not all about money, it's the human person. I would like to make an impact in somebody's life who maybe because of their vulnerability, they are not able to meet up to the expect, maybe what is expected of them, but yet they are helped.
For nature.
For the ocean.
For people.
For animals.
Hello, lovely Sanus Planet community. It's amazing that you all are here today. And as you can see, we have a really special guest today. I'm really, really thankful to Sister Allega that you have taken your day off time for me today to answer some questions for this podcast. For everybody who's not here on YouTube, who you cannot see who is sitting here, Sister Allega is from Cameroon and she's working in South Africa at the moment. So right now you are in South Africa, right? And under the Caritas office, and you're reaching out for humanitarian services. And that's exactly what we want to talk about today. First of all, I want to say thank you for your time. Thank you for being here today and for sharing your story with us. Thank you so much. I know, you know, Caritas is a very big organization in total that is focusing on different aspects of human rights, like, for example, also education, health, food, rent, accommodation, jobs, clothes, and so on. And we also have Caritas here in my home. People here know Caritas. And I share the core values of Caritas, definitely. I mean, the core values I saw, they are respect for human dignity, option for the poor, love, equality, generosity, harmony. All of these things, they are so important. And I want to start this podcast with one thing that I already learned from you that was really, really amazing, I have to say. I had to postpone our interview twice. We wanted to make this interview about 2 weeks ago, and I had to postpone it twice, which is not so typical for me. But the last 2 weeks have been some things that made it not happen for me, that I did not find the time, and I had always to postpone. Like things like my some technical stuff was broken, my computer, my hard drive, then I got a bit sick, and all of these things. And sometimes we focus on this, and I was so sorry to postpone it, and I felt like, I have to postpone it again, and I don't want that. And we focus sometimes on so small things and make a problem out of it where there is no problem. I mean, I did not make a big story out of it, but I felt sorry because you took your time and put it in your calendar, and I couldn't and had to postpone. In the end, what I really want to share here is we make sometimes out of small things a huge thing, which is really not necessary. And there are so many things in this world which are really going wrong. So to have my computer broken or to be a bit sick, that's nothing against what you are facing every single day. That's what I want to share here. We should learn, and we are allowed to learn so much from people that are really in situations that are really, really hard and still struggle through life, but still get through life with a smile. And you're smiling all the time. Like I saw it last time when I met you already. You have such a beautiful smile. So I would tell to all the listeners, please go to YouTube and check out this beautiful smile. And I want to introduce you now, or I let you introduce yourself, because I know you have seen a lot in this world. I want to share your story. I want to give you this platform to share a little bit about what people are facing in places of this world that we sometimes in Western Europe have no idea about. So first of all, welcome. And can you please a little bit introduce yourself? Who are you? And what are you working on at the moment? Make a small introduction of you.
Okay. Thank you so much, Sister Maggie. It's a pleasure meeting you here on this platform. I'm called Sister Allega Kuzuladun from Cameroon, originally. I am a missionary sister of the Sisters of the Holy Rosary. And I work here in South Africa in the Caritas office. And our main work, as you have mentioned, is humanitarian service. When we talk of humanitarian service, meeting the people, the poor people, vulnerable people at different stages to reach out to them and support them, encourage them, that their difficulties are our difficulties. They should not feel that God has abandoned them or God does not love them. God loves them in their situation. And so we help them however we can. And most of the times, this support comes from other volunteers who sometimes they feel they are not able to reach out to these people. So they pass through us to be able to reach out to these people. Many people out there feel that South Africa is a developed country whereby you will not meet poor people, but that is not true. Yeah. That is not true. I'm talking from experience. There are people here who have flee from war, like from Congo, from South Sudan, just to name a few, because they feel that South Africa is a safe place for them. However, it is safe somehow because they are not facing the difficulties or the violence that they face back at home, which push them to leave their homeland, to leave their comfortable zones and flee to South Africa. But coming to South Africa, their condition still is not good. They come, they put small tents, and inside each tent, about 7 people can be, struggling to patch in that tent. Sometimes they go out to look for jobs, they cannot get jobs, they cannot fit. But they are happy that they have run away from the violence back at home. So we as Caritas in Pretoria, we try to reach out to these people to the best of our ability. We might not provide all their needs because we can never provide all their needs, but at least we see how to help them. Sometimes we do what we call pastoral care. We do visitations. We visit them. We provide food. Those who need counseling, sometimes we counsel them because they are traumatized, really, really traumatized. I've seen people who have been traumatized from what has happened. They share their stories. You feel devastated. You feel so sorry. I mean, these are people who were doing very well back at home. But if you see their present situation here in a foreign country, it's something else. They barely look for what to eat and what to feed their children, how to go on with life. I mean, it's something that is so pathetic. So, I don't know, that's a summary of what we are doing in Area Caritas.
Thank you so much for sharing this. And I think this makes already quite clear that the situation in some countries in this world are so different from what we face here in my home area. And we have sometimes really no idea what is happening on another place in this world. And we sometimes know only, you know, our own small bubble. I mean, it's of course, how should we know everything? It's not possible, but we are so much in small bubbles sometimes. And that's what I meant before. We focus on one small problem because something does not go right and how we want it. And it doesn't work out either way. And then we make a huge thing out of it and think, oh, the world is breaking. And nothing is breaking.
Nothing is breaking.
We just have to look forward and move on. And something is, okay, it's not going right. Then let's go different. I mean, we find another way. But these are small, tiny, little, small things. And I as an activist, I learned many things also the last years. I saw more about animal abuse than against human rights violations. But also I get to know more and more about these topics. And it's like, it's a lot of negativity in this world. Also, it's a lot of bad things happening. How do you handle this within yourself? Like, is this also a reason why you became a sister? Like, maybe there is that helped you to your belief in God, that helps you to keep up with the things that you see that are really sometimes so hard to cope with. Because for me, sometimes I saw so many things that are so brutal, what people sometimes do to animals, that I don't even have words for it. And it's so hurting sometimes that I need to find something within me that helps me to go through and to look forward and to do the best I can to change the situation. How do you How do you do that? How is this for you?
Personally, why I became a sister, I was inspired by a nun who was in our parish in the hospital. When people come for medical attention, whether they have money or not, this sister was always there to attend to them first before money comes. So I felt touched. I said to myself, it's not all about money, it's the human person. I would like to make an impact in somebody's life who maybe because of their vulnerability, they are not able to meet up to the expect, maybe what is expected of them, but yet they are helped. So that alone touched me. I am not a nurse, no. I am by passion, I have passion for teaching. And in one of the schools I worked back at home, I worked in a school for hard of hearing, the deaf and the hard of hearing, and I have passion for them. Apart from those people, I have passion for vulnerable people. So when I'm able to reach out to these people, not by my own effort, but maybe by the support of others and the support of others around me and those and extended people, I feel so, so fulfilled. Like on Friday, I was sharing with you, we went to one informal settlement to share food. I could see little children. They were looking like they have not eaten for days. So immediately we finished sharing the food. I was so happy. I said, oh God, they can eat today and tomorrow. I felt like something has been done. I've touched somebody's life. So that alone gives me a lot of joy. If I have a way, sometimes I sit, and when I see there's so many needs, I say, where will I just invent money and help these people?
This is really so beautiful. Because it makes me feel like the light you are allowed and you can spread from within you also, that comes back to you when you help someone, and that makes you go on and move on, right? It's like a positive spiral. And I think this is the opposite of this negative spiral where many people are in also, like when bad things happen and then you focus on it, then it's getting worse and bigger and even worse. And then you are in this negative spiral at some point. But when you are on the positive spiral way and you do something good and it comes back to you and people smile and are happy and thankful for what you do and for the help you give, then it gives you, it's like a drive for you. It drives you on, right? And you want to do more. When you do something good, you want to do more good. I love that. That's really amazing. That I think that is also why when people start to act for this world in their own way, if it's for animal rights, for human rights, if it's for the ocean, for nature, when they start to do that, and when they focus on what they can achieve and what they have done today, what was good, then they really want to do more of it. And that is helping the whole world. And I love that. So beautiful.
Yeah, it's good. You mentioned something about animals. It's true. Many animals are neglected. When I came here, I noticed there is a cat. There's a black cat, very beautiful. Mm. It wanders around. And I don't know where it has come from. So each time I see it come around, I look for something and give. Mm. And a day does not go by without that cat coming here. So it knows I can feed from there. So it comes all the time. And I always have something for it. And once it eats, it goes away. I will not see it until when it's hungry, it comes back. So I don't even know where it's coming from. So I'm like, this cat is happy that it's being fed. So, and I feel happy that it's happy. So when it comes and it's hungry, I give food, it eats and it goes away. So animals are neglected. And this is nature. You know, this is nature. And we are out to also care for nature. Lauda Dosi, we have to care for nature. We don't have to destroy nature. The Mother Earth is for everyone. Mm-hmm. Everyone, every created thing should find home here on Earth. But sometimes the attitude we show towards these created things can sometimes be disheartening. Things are just killed anyhow. Small animals are destroyed. They don't have the right, but they have the right to live on earth because it's a common home for all of us. I pray people will be able to learn to take care of nature. Nature, every created thing God has created is good. It's good, and it has the right to live on earth as well as you and I.
Yeah, this is a good saying, Sister Olega. Thank you so much. I love it. Yes.
You're welcome.
Yes, so beautiful. Well, have you always already worked for the Caritas, under the Caritas organization, or did you help volunteer or help or work for other organizations before?
I've never worked for any organization before, except my congregation. Mm-hmm. Except my congregation. And working in my congregation, there are some other organizations that were supporting us. Like there's an organization called Lillian Foundation. I don't know if you have heard of that organization. They used to help us to sponsor the hard of hearing children, the deaf children who have been neglected by the community, and some communities see them as witches and wizards. So when we gather these children, we look for funding to be able to sponsor them in school. Majority of them have graduated from the secondary school and they are in the tertiary level. So that is one of the organizations that I really partner with, which was supporting. So working for an organization, I have not worked for any organization before. Mm-hmm. I think this is my first time working for Caritas for the diocese. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Can you explain a little bit how your daily routine, your daily day would look like? I mean, what are you all doing? Do you go to the people, you go to the places where refugees are, you go to places where you know there are people that really are in need? How does it work more or less?
Okay. First of all, we moved from parish to parish when we started to create Caritas, because we have to learn to give. Mm-hmm. That is the intention behind it. So each parish, we have 82 parishes. We have gone up to maybe 28 parishes that we have created Caritas. And creating these Caritas, we try to educate the people that this the aim of this group is to reach out to the poor people in your parish, except that you are not able to really reach out to them if the number is big, then now we can come in. So after doing that, we are still in the process because the archdiocese is really, really big. Mm-hmm. So after that, like we work on Tuesdays, we work on Wednesdays and Thursdays in the office. On Tuesday, we come together to write our reports. If we have gone to the field and all of that, we come together to write the reports and to make plans to visit the parishes, to visit, to make contacts, all those we put in place. That is paperwork, as I will say. Then on Thursdays, we have what we call support groups. These women, we have put them in groups. Sometimes just bringing them together and giving them educative talks, even to encourage them, allow them to share their stories. It helps them, it brightens their lives. It helps them to feel that I am not the only person in this situation. There is somebody also going through this, and this is how the person is managing it.
Yeah.
You get the point. So on that Wednesday, we work with the women. We share with them. We help them to release their trauma. I mean, for them to I don't know if you really understand what I'm trying to say.
Oh, yes.
So when the women... Yes. When they come together, we do some kind of sharing. Sometimes we give them talks on self-care, sometimes trauma release exercises, like inner peace, those kind of educative talks that will help them to gradually come out from the trauma which they are going through. Then on Fridays, we mostly go out to the field. Mm-hmm. To meet the people and then maybe distribute whatever we have. Yeah, that is the summary of the program for now. The other things coming, maybe meetings and what's which are very real. It's not a routine, but this is our routine.
It sounds like a good program, because especially also the trauma release. I need to send you a link to a very good movie that might be able to help you also, because there is a really, really amazing movie online that's called The Wisdom of Trauma. And it is really, really good. And it goes through a lot of the information, like everyone who's listening here now, we all face some kind of trauma. Some trauma is small, some trauma is bigger, some is so deep we have to find it and get through it. Because I think it is a collective trauma what humanity is going through. We did not go through that yet. And we have to get out on the other side from this and to leave things behind and to let them and to learn from it as well. And I think it's very important. I will send that to you later. And everybody who's listening, check out the movie, The Wisdom of Trauma. It's a very, very good movie. And thank you so much. It sounds like a very good program. Very good. I want to thank you for everything you do. Do you want to share a beautiful story? Like, I know you have a lot of stories that are hard and not always nice to talk about or to think even about. So I would love to hear something beautiful. Like when you helped someone, that something came back to you and gives you the strength to move on with all of what you see that is not so nice. Do you want to share a beautiful story with us? One that always gives you a bit of this drive to move on and to really go for it and for what you do and for what you stand for. Do you want to share something there?
Yes, I want to share something. Like I shared before, that's what gives me joy and what I find fulfillment in is reaching out to the people. Now, it happened that there are some women in Kenya who are striving very well. Not because I reach out to them out of my own resources, but I pass through another organization to reach out to them. When I was in school back in Kenya, it happened that I was asked to go for an attachment, like field work. So I decided to go to this organization, Mission Bureau of Hope organization, where women are empowered with small business skills. So much so that as they do the business, they give them money. As they do the business, they bring back the profits. They bring back little profits as a way of paying the money that was given to them gradually, gradually, gradually. So it happened that I helped them with some business skills on how to manage their business. So, and they got it. And they triumphed, they grew within the 2-3 months I was in that place. There was a lot of change. And I felt so, so happy. Because one of the things I told them is you do what they call fast 10 over. There's a lot of competition where you are. A lot of people are selling oranges, a lot of people are selling mangoes, a lot of people are selling beverages. What do you do? What is your own business strategy? You should have a business strategy whereby it's a secret to yourself. One of the business secrets that I introduced to them is fast turnover. When you get something for, let me say, 100 rand, and somebody got the same thing for 100 rand, how much are you looking for? What profit are you looking for here? Maybe the other person is looking for a profit of 50 rand. You go for a profit of 25 rand. Don't go up. Go for a profit of 25 rand. In that way, you will sell cartons of this pen in a day. And you see the income is much more than if you had to stick to getting 50. That is fast turnover. And as you sell fast, you make profit fast. The profit comes in little, but their fast, the speed at which the profit comes in erases your income and your your profits. So they tried this out and they were like, wow, that's wonderful. And I felt so, so, so happy. That is the first thing. Another one. The second attachment I did, which
I love the idea that the business idea comes from Sister Allegra. This is so beautiful. Like, this would be the last I would think that you give some business tips like this. Is so cool. So beautiful. Like,
I did something on business in school. I did something on social entrepreneurship and business. Yes, business strategies. I did that in school. Yes. So the second attachment, which I finally use it as my thesis, it was on empowering young women to be able to gain skills in order to open small businesses. Now, I was in this school, Don Bosco Technical College. I was in that school. So I met some young girls who were been trained in tailoring and other and whatever. So I introduced the aspect of knitting, crocheting. So when I introduced this, I was so happy that a good number of them picked it up, because the principal of that school had told me, "Sister, when these girls graduate from here, to get a machine for 8,000 Kenyan shillings is not easy for them. What can they start up with? Something very little, which gradually they can now save and be able to get that machine." You know, I made something, I introduced something to them, punctures. You know, punctures? Punctures. It's just that I cannot get up from here. I would have brought one to show you. Uh-huh. Punctures, it's for cold. You just good. Yes. I introduced that to them. Behold, these girls were so excited. With 500 Kenyan shillings, you can make a puncture that can be sold for 1,500 Kenyan shillings.
Amazing.
But they were like, "Sister," I said, "Yes, just save your 500, get wool. If you have 5 wools, you can make a puncture that I can wear. Even if you make it for that 500 and sell for 1,000, which is very cheap, it's still okay. You save your money gradually and you are able to start up something big, or you are able to even get a machine for yourself." So they were so, so happy. Before I left, about 4 of them had already produced a puncture. So I felt so happy. I was like, "God, I've shown somebody the light."
Awesome, because that's their start for their own, like they take it in their own hands, that they can grow from it, learn from it, and live on it. This is awesome. Amazing. Well done. Thank you for sharing this with us. This is so cool. I love that, because, you know, you need to start with what you have and what you can do. And then you can grow and expand and learn and everything. Awesome. Thank you so much. Really beautiful.
Here in South Africa, I've seen that most of these migrants and refugees, they barely struggle to feed. And we try to feed them. But the question remains, will we continue to feed them? It's not possible to feed them every day. So, and the best thing is to empower them so that they themselves can take charge of their lives. That is when transformative development comes in. That is when human transformative development comes in. That somebody is able, from not doing anything, to doing something for themselves. So what we have been planning to do is to help the women to start up something like crocheting. They can crochet punctures, they can crochet caps, or they can crochet socks, especially in time when there's winter. So they can sell these things and get something for themselves. Another thing is we can introduce them to small business to more businesses. Actually, that is on our pipeline, that we don't have the funding at the moment, to train the women to be able to carry out small businesses, small scale businesses, very small. It's not something big. Maybe someone is able to manage a small table with vegetables, with fruit, with basic foodstuff, with spices. And I mean, so that they can feed from that, from the profits. Mm-hmm. So if this is done, I think it will go a very long way to reduce the aspect of depending on us. Yes. Because we also want them to be self-employed. We don't want them to remain hanging behind us or beside us for food all the time. They are strong women and they can do a lot. So that's our plan, and we hope that we will actualize it in the nearest future.
I love that plan. Thank you so much, because that's exactly the thing. If we always, when I am supporting some people with a little bit of money, so they have a bit of food or something, what they really need today, I did that a lot. And I started to really think more and more about it. Does it make sense? I mean, yes, for today, this person has some food and can get through the day, but does it in a long term help the people? Not sure, because that makes people being relying on someone else, and it's not happening, and that's not really the long-term solution we really need in this world. And this is exactly why I love what you just said. Thank you so much for sharing this. Hey, would you like to still share, because we are kind of at the end of our podcast now, would you like to still share something that I did not ask or that I did not mention yet? Is there something you want to share with the community?
The world is full of problems, a lot of problems. But when we are able to, as a person, when I'm able to know that there are people whose problems are greater than mine, then I can step out to help. We should have that heart of a compassionate heart towards one another. Because sometimes people might not share their stories with you, but they are going through a lot. They are going through a lot. Everybody, the world is full of sick people. All of us are sick. But the question I keep asking myself is, if all of us depend or dwell on our sickness, who will help whom? Can I, as a person, tell myself that for the sake of Christ, let me be able to look out on those who are sick around me, so that the paracetamol I'm using for my headache, I can break it and share with somebody who doesn't have that paracetamol for his or her own headache. I think we will make this world a place for all of us to live. We are not so much rich. We are not, but the little we have, if we can share with one another, it could be thoughts. It must not be material things. It could be thoughts. It could be maybe words of kindness. Just a smile can cheer up somebody's day. We have a lot that God has blessed us with. Can we share it? Can we share with one another? That's just what I want to say. A good morning can make somebody's day. Just smile and tell somebody good morning. It can make somebody's day. That's already sharing, you know? So that we learn to be in the area of giving. In that way, we'll experience a lot of joy. Because if I make you smile, I will smile. That is the irony of it.
Not together.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Now we smile together the whole day long. Thank you so much, Sister Allega. I hope that I'm pretty sure that everybody learned so much here, because I learned a lot and I have seen a lot of things, but I always learn so much from the different perspectives and different views and different way of doing things. And this is so, so beautiful. So thank you so much for your time and for your knowledge, for sharing this with us. And I wish you all the best. And everyone who wants to support you and your organization, you and your the work that you are doing there, how can they reach out to you? Do you have something you can send me? So I will put it in the show notes. I will put it there and people can click on it. Is there a way that people can help and support?
Okay, yes. I will send you the email and I will send you the phone number, the office number. Anybody touched and wants to reach out to us, they can come through that.
Amazing. So everybody who listened to that today, please reach out, help where you can, and share what you can share. And this is, I think, one of the big messages today. Thank you so much for your time. Bye, Sister Allega. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Sister Maggie. God bless you for the work you are doing for humanity. I really, really admire you. Thank you so much. Your dedication and your zeal, your passion for humanity and the earth and even the created things. I mean, it speaks a lot, you know? It speaks a lot. I have picked that you love nature. you love nature, and you try your best to give the best you can to nature. God bless you for that. I think we are here to take care of each other and take care of the nature, take care of all the things that God has put in this world, which is a common home for all of us. So God bless you and continue to keep you strong and enrich you and give you the graces you need and the wisdom to carry out your work. Thank you so much. Thank you for your time as well. I really, really, really appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye to everybody who was listening today.
Bye.